from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of State says keep him on the ground.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said if a ceasefire deal in Syria is to be salvaged, warplanes must stop flying over key parts of the country. Speaking at a high-level meeting of the U.N. Security Council, Mr. Kerry said the efforts to create a viable cessation of hostilities has been dealt a very serious blow.
On Monday, 20 aid workers were killed in an outrageous, sustained, two-hour attack directed at a fully authorized humanitarian mission near Aleppo. Fully authorized. All of the permits had been given. Everybody was on notice. Now, this attack has dealt a very heavy blow to our efforts to bring peace to Syria, and it raises a profound doubt about whether Russia and the Assad regime can or will live up to the obligations that they agreed to in Geneva.
And then Mr. Kerry suggested that Russia and Syria follow the lead of the U.S. when it comes to admitting mistakes.
We don't get anywhere by ignoring the facts and denying common sense. Yes, the coalition did hit people on Saturday. We did. A terrible accident. And within moments of it happening, we acknowledged it.
The U.S. envoy also took aim at his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, saying that he sometimes feels that Lavrov is in a parallel universe when it comes to the facts on the ground in Syria. This is VOA News. The legal crackdown in Turkey continues on followers of Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen, who's being blamed for a failed coup. With tens of thousands arrested, opposition parties are starting to voice concern that the crackdown is turning into a witch hunt. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The latest official figures indicate more than 100,000 people have been removed from their state jobs and 60,000 detained or arrested. The firings and arrests are primarily aimed at followers of Gulen, blamed for the failed military takeover attempt in July. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has promised no let-up on the crackdown, warning it will be expanded overseas. He says no country or region will be safe for members of the Gulen movement. We will hunt them all down. Experts claim Gulen followers number in the hundreds of thousands in Turkey and have built a wide network of businesses, private schools and supporters across the Turkish state. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Turkish Prime Minister has announced an appeals process where people can challenge dismissals and wrongful prosecutions, but how independent the process will be remains unclear. U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, allies who've had a testy relationship, said Wednesday that their two countries have an unbreakable bond. The two leaders met at the United Nations General Assembly, likely their last get-together before Obama leaves office, and with a Middle East peace settlement as elusive as ever. Netanyahu said the Jewish state has no greater friend than the U.S. He thanked Obama for the recent U.S. agreement to a 10-year, $38 billion military assistance package for Israel, the biggest military aid pact for a foreign country to which Washington has ever agreed. The U.S. Senate defeated a resolution disapproving an arms sale to Saudi Arabia after hours of contentious floor debate that aired sharp criticism of Riyadh and revealed rifts among lawmakers about America's relationship with its longtime Middle Eastern ally. Wednesday's 71-27 vote to set aside the resolution all but assured that the $1.15 billion arms sale of Abrams tanks and other equipment can go forward without congressional interference. Law enforcement agencies in Charlotte, North Carolina, are bracing for the possibility of more street protests as they continue to investigate the fatal shooting of an African-American man by a black police officer. Protesters clashed with police and shut down a major highway Tuesday night and early Wednesday after 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was killed. He was shot by a plainclothes police officer who was looking for a criminal suspect in an apartment complex. Police say they have video of the scene but do not intend to release it to the public at this stage of the investigation. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.